The United Nations says it's allocating up to $84 million to help stop an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the wider region. The situation remains challenging as there's no vaccine or treatments for the Bundibugyo strain. The Director General of the Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention, Zorn Kaseya, pledged $319 million to fight the Ebola strain in Congo, Uganda and South Sudan. There are now 750 suspected cases and 177 suspected deaths, with more expected as surveillance expands. Spokesman for the UN Secretary General, Stefan Dujarric, says the UN is working with other humanitarian agencies.
Containing Ebola requires more than treatment alone, WFP says. It requires food, it requires access, it requires transport, and it requires logistics so frontline teams can move fast and affected families can safely follow public health measures.